Today we're going to start with a question. Where's your focus? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to learn why the Chinese government is focusing on Christians again. Plus, later on, E3 Partners will be explaining how focusing gospel efforts locally actually carries weight overseas. But first, the Chinese church has rural, urban, young, old, registered, and unregistered congregations. David Curry of Open Doors USA says that diversity and size actually makes some people nervous.
There's so many Christians in China. Some people say more Christians in China than members of the Communist Party, that the leaders are a little uncertain or not clear what that means for their future.
So some political leaders are worried about potential political motivations from the church, and that drove the government to action just a couple weeks ago.
In this particular case, what you have is a state administration requiring underground churches to pop their head up and get organized, get registered in a coherent way.
This new requirement will see house churches forced to register with government-approved organizations.
Pray that this kind of process will force them to check deep in their mind whether they're Christians first or Chinese first. And that is fundamentally the question that every citizen has to answer. Are you a citizen of heaven first after you've become a follower of Jesus? Or are you tied to a political agenda?
You can keep following this story at our website. Turning now to Venezuela, which recently added transportation to the list of services it can no longer offer to its people. Electricity, water, and medical help are already non-existent. Marietta Osterhoff at Transworld Radio recently visited ministry partners in Venezuela.
Transportation is a big problem. So I've heard about pastors who don't even have transportation to go to church to bring the gospel in a church. That is, for us as Transworld Radio, why it's so important that we bring good Bible studies through the radio so people will continue to grow in their faith.
Bible schools in Venezuela are also closing as resources run out and staff have to leave the country. As TWR staff persist in God's strength, the radio broadcasts are some of the only remaining gospel resources still in country.
And they said, as long as God is not telling us to leave, we really want to stay and to be here for our brothers and sisters and to help the people in Venezuela.
So Osterhoff is asking you to support them through prayer.
I really would want them to go on their knees with their children, with their families, and pray for Venezuela. Prayer is very important because it's not always about the money. Even with money, some things are not possible. So it's about really that God really will reach out and help the people.
And Marcos, who's from Honduras, kept having the same dream of a man talking to him and teaching him. But the man's words were always muffled. Then, after moving to a North Carolina neighborhood with his wife Gabby, the two were invited to a Bible study. Their host, a man named Justin from E3 Partners. E3's Jeff Johnston tells us what happened next.
So the next night, Marcos and Gabby decided to go to Justin's Bible study. So they showed up. And, you know, they spent a couple minutes talking, getting to know other people, and then everyone sat down to begin the Bible study. And he said, as they sat down, he had that deja vu moment.
Marcos realized two things. Justin was the man in his dream, and God had been pursuing him. Shortly after, Marcos and Gabby gave their lives to Christ, and Justin has continued to disciple and teach them.
Over the course of the last year, Marcos and Gabby have since then started their own home church in North Carolina, their own Bible studies, and reached several other people in their neighborhood and in their hometown in North Carolina. But they've also gone back several times to Honduras to do the same thing, and they've helped start churches in Honduras.
Their story proves that local ministry can have global impact. Learn how you can pray for this couple and have a similar impact at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.